أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد والثناء لله الأحد رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وسيد المرسلين وحبيب الله رب العالمين، العبد المؤيد والرسول المصدق أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيت الطيبين الطاهرين المذمومين المعصومين المنتجبين. نسيم الحجة روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. We have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for being able to be part of this beautiful gathering, the gathering of the lovers of Abu Abdullah. We have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for enabling us to participate this beautiful walk, to participate in this beautiful walk. We have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, especially those special blessings. And being part of the walk of Arba'een is a special blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to a number of His followers, a number of His servants. As you may all know, that there were a lot of people who wanted to make it here and be between the Zubar of Abu Abdullah walking from Najaf to Karbala. A lot of people asked us. A lot of people have asked us to mention their names, to make dua for them here, because they wanted to be here, but they couldn't make it here. Because the Ziyarah of Arba'een is different from just visiting Imam al-Hussein in normal occasions, in other occasions. In normal occasions, when you go to the shrine of Imam al-Hussein, the haram is empty. You get to make your way towards the Zarih of Abu Abdullah. You get to touch the Zarih, stand in a corner towards the Zarih of Abu Abdullah, recite your dua and munajat and ziyarah, talk to the Imam, and go back home. Cry, mention the masa'ib, everything. You have time, you have the space. But here, on the Arba'een walk, it's different. It's different because, first of all, you walk for 3 days between millions of people. You walk, you get thirsty. You walk, you get hungry. You walk, you get tired. Your feet start to hurt. Your body start to hurt. You get blisters in your feet. The second day, walking will become difficult. The third day, you get dehydrated. You like to finish it faster, but you can't, because there's still 300, 400, 500 more poles to take and to finish and make your way to the haram. You get tired. You're sweaty. You're dusty. You're tired. And once you get to the city is so packed that you won't be able to even get near the shrine of Abu Abdullah, let alone entering the shrine of Abu Abdullah. The ziyarah of Arba'een is way different from a normal ziyarah that you pay to Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam. So we have to understand where we are, what we're doing. This walk, brothers and sisters, this walk resembles the walk of the family members of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam. This walk reminds us of all the difficulties and all the pains that they went through. You see how difficult it is for us to walk just for 3 days. When you look around, you have water. When you look around, you have tea. You have coffee. You have all sorts of foods. Whenever you get tired, you can sit down and they come and massage your feet for you. If you get sick, there's medication here. But the family members of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam, when they walked, when they were taken to Sham, when they were taken to Damascus, when they had to walk, they did not have the support. And not only that they did not have the support, they had lost their family members. Zainab had lost Hussein. Zainab had lost Abu al-Fazl al-Abbas. Zainab had lost her four sons. Zainab had lost Ali ibn al-Akbar, Ali ibn al-Asqar, Qasim, Abdullah. And she had to walk all the way to Sham. And she had to walk all the way when she was tired, when she was thirsty, when she was hungry. Zainab had to walk to Karbala when she had the head of Imam al-Hussein and the spear in front of her. Zainab had to walk to Sham and Damascus when she had to take, when she had to look after the children of Abu Abdullah. This walk is different because it's not a normal ziyarah. And you feel it. Deep down, we all feel it, that this is not a normal ziyarah. This is a ziyarah which is going to teach us a teeny tiny bit of what the family of Abu Abdullah went through. And we have to feel it. That's why in this ziyarah, we don't care if we get dirty, if we get sweaty, if we get dusty. We don't mind if our feet start to hurt. We don't mind if our bodies start hurting. This is the ziyarah of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam. Brothers and sisters, it is important to know that there are five signs for mu'mins. One of them is the ziyarah of Arba'een. One of them is the ziyarah of Arba'een. The day of Ashura is there. The 15th of Sha'ban is there. The 13th of Rajab is there. 17th of Rabiul Awwal is there. All of these occasions, all of these Islamic occasions are there. And visiting Imam al-Hussein on these days are recommended. But visiting Imam al-Hussein on the day of Arba'een is considered as one of the signs of mu'mins. Although it's recommended in other occasions as well. On the 15th of Sha'ban, the birthday of Imam al-Hujjah, it is recommended to go and visit Imam al-Hussein. On the night of Jum'ah, as it is an Eid for us, it is recommended to visit Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam. On different occasions, it's recommended to visit Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam. And it is recommended to visit Hussein on the day of Arba'een, but only visiting Hussein on the day of Arba'een is considered as one of the signs for a mu'min. Because it's different. I think because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew, the Ahlul Bayt knew down the road, 1400 years later, 1300 years later, people are going to start a walk. They're going to tell the people of the world, look, this is what happened here. Because Arba'een is going to keep the message of Karbala alive. Brothers and sisters, the message that we get from here, from this walk, from this gathering, from this large gathering that we have, which is the largest gathering that we have in Muslim world, is to keep the message of Karbala alive. We can cry for the masa'ib. We can cry for the masa'ib of Abu Abdullah and the family members of Abu Abdullah, which is good, which is essential. Because their love is sacred and we feed through their love. the spiritual energy that we need, we get it from the love of Abu Abdullah, from mourning for Abu Abdullah, for the Shuhada of Karbala. It is there, it has to be there. But the message is to keep the message of Karbala alive. That's why people walk. We can just get on a bus and make our way to Karbala, isn't it? Why is it that we walk? Because we want the people of the world to see what happened in Karbala in the year 61 in the Hijri calendar. This is why we walk. This is one of the reasons, of course. There are many reasons to it. Many reasons. Brothers and sisters, with every step that you take, with every step that you take, you have to think how you can keep the message of Karbala alive and you can spread the message of Karbala wherever you are. With every step that you take, with every step that you take, you have to think whether or not you've understood the message of Karbala right. With every step that you take, you have to see where you're standing to your Imam. What is your position to your Imam? This is this walk. That's why we're here. As I've said it before, we're not tourists. We are not tourists. We are people to go and visit a historical site, an Islamic site, to learn, to benefit, to be able to apply those lessons that we've learned from here in our lives. If Hussein gave everything, we have to give everything. We can't go after making money and having a beautiful life and close our eyes on the goals of Abu Abdullah, of the mission, of the movement of Abu Abdullah, and just come out one day and visit Hussein, go for a walk. No, we have to purify ourselves. If Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam prays on the day of Ashura, when it's time to pray, we also have to uphold prayer. That's what Quran says, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Do aqama of salat. Not just praying, we have to uphold praying. We have to uphold prayers. What you saw at the beginning of this road, استشهد لأجل الصلاة. He was martyred because of upholding prayers. This is one aspect of the message of Karbala. The other aspect of the message of Karbala is standing in the face of the oppressors. So this walk, with every step that you take, with every step that you take, you have to realize, you have to think about the fact that you have to stand in the face of the oppressors. This is the message of this walk. We can't claim that we love Hussein. We can't claim that we love the family members of Hussein just by coming here. Just by coming here. It's important, brothers and sisters. Let's benefit from this chance. In Arabic, they say, and it's a hadith, that al-furasu tamurru marra as-sahab. The chances that you have, they pass by like clouds. You have a piece of cloud in front, on top of your head. You look down for 2 minutes, for a couple of minutes, and when you look up, that piece of cloud is not there anymore. It means that the chances that you're given, the opportunities that you're given, they pass. They go and you're not aware of the fact that they're leaving you and you're losing them. And you lose the privileges of those opportunities and those chances that you were given. This walk is going to end in 2 days, in 1 day for some of us. Some of us have attended this walk for a couple of times now. Let's think, what did we gain from this walk? What are we going to gain from this walk? Is it merely a physical pain? Is it merely a few blisters, a few beautiful blisters on our feet? Or it's going to be something different within ourselves? Or it's going to be a change from Imam Hussein in our hearts? brothers and sisters, we are here to exchange these dark hearts with new hearts, with clean hearts, with soft hearts, with the power of the love of Allah, the love of Hussein. We are here to take steps and get rid of our sins. With every step that we take on this way, we are purifying ourselves and purifying ourselves and purifying ourselves. With every drop of tear that we shed here, we are purifying ourselves and purifying ourselves and purifying ourselves. Over and over and over and over. This is what we're doing here. This is what we have to gain during this walk. In this walk. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to understand and practice. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us see the 12th Imam these nights. We don't have any hadith or any clear proof, but I have a feeling that if the lovers, a good number of the lovers of the 12th Imam are here, if they're here, their master is somewhere between them. Because when it comes to the time that people go and do Hajj, it's only 2 million people, 3 million people. But here, we have something estimated up to 20 million people. Every year, the 12th Imam is there. He does Hajj with them. It's only 2 million people. We've got 20 million Shias here. Don't you think that the Imam is going to be between his lovers? If you ask me to give you a clear proof from Quran or Hadith, I might not be able to show you one. But my heart is telling me that our Imam is out there somewhere between his lovers. And he's walking between them. He's doing azam. Maybe he's serving the zawar of Abu Abdullah. Maybe the 12th Imam is giving water to the zawar of Abu Abdullah. Maybe he's waiting there, trying to tell them, trying to make them to sit down and massage their feet. Oh, there's the lovers and the zawar and the visitors of Hussein, sit down for a couple of minutes. Let me massage your feet. Let me give you a cup of water. Let me give you food. He's out there. I might not be able to see him because my eyes aren't capable of seeing him. Because my eyes have barriers in front of him because of what I've done in my life. And those barriers that I've made with my own hands have made me incapable of seeing my Imam. But there are people who can see their Imam. So let's try to remove these curtains from in front of our eyes, these barriers, these obstacles with walking and getting tired and shedding tears for Abu Abdullah, so that we may also be able to see the beautiful face of our Imam. Brothers and sisters, we have hadith in Hajj. Hadith says, تَرَوْنَهُ وَيَرَاكُمْ يَعْرِفُونَكُمْ وَلَا تَعْرِفُونَهُ. In Hajj, you walk past by the 12th Imam. He sees you and you see him. He knows who you guys are, but you don't know who he is. He says, Salam. Maybe you don't respond. Maybe you don't even hear a Salam. Ya Sahab al-Zaman, how many times I've walked past you, you said Salam to me, you didn't hear your Salam. Or maybe I even ignored your Salam. Maybe I hit you, I didn't even say sorry. Sallallahu alayki ya sahab al-zaman. Sallallahu alayki ya sahab al-zaman. Sallallahu alayki ya sahab al-zaman. I don't want your love to be just something ordinary. I want my heart to be bare. always in your memory. I don't want your love to be just something ordinary. I want my heart to be there, always in your memory. شیعتیما ما شربتم ما اذبن فذکرونی. شیعتیما ما شربتم ما اذبن فذکرونی. How could we ever forget they left you thirsty? أو سمعتم بغتيلة أو قريبا فاندبوني. We are droplets of a sand and you are the sea. فأنا السبت الذي من خير جرما قتلوني. Martyrdom is the bequest of your family. وبجرد الخيل بعد القتل عمدا سحبوني. Confronting all oppressors is what you taught me, is what you taught me. I don't want your love to be just something ordinary. I want my heart to be burned always in your memory.